relate to Hefner. Insight into the construction of this men's magazine and the parts that have made it so cutting edge are also gone into great detail, with Hefner offering candid descriptions of how things came into being. Personal moments and tragedies also take center stage into one amazing man's tumultuous life. Slight nudity takes nothing away from this story, but also shows the attitude of one man and his ability to try something new and live his dream. Besides all the beautiful women and celebrity glad-handing, viewers will be awestruck and spellbound by this telling portrait of an intellectual, yes, intellectual giant, who managed to move sex out of a closet and behind closed doors into the mainstream. Hugh Hefner, playboy, activist, and rebel, is a must-see film for those who like reading the magazine and those wanting to learn about values, morality, culture, religion, and political machinations in the United States from 1953 to the present. I got to give Hugh Hefner, playboy, activist, and rebel, a 9. Wonderful movie. A movie that's not so wonderful is called The Last Exorcism. This is one of these, I don't know, it's sort of like a Blair Witch kind of films. It tries to do a lot of things. It's all about a preacher, I guess from the South, who ends up raising money as a television, a pastor who uses TV techniques and show business attitudes to try to whoop out the crowd. He ends up going to do an exorcism. Is it real? Is it fake? They go out to the country. There's danger. Things don't work out. You know, we've seen this kind of stuff before. The ratchety cameras, the jittery effects, we've seen this in The Blair Witch. It's been done better. The actor, what they're trying to do is they're trying to fake this as a documentary, and it just doesn't work. It's not as scary. It's not that interesting. It's not that entertaining. The performers, you can't take anything away from them, but what they're given, you know, it's sort of flat. Things start out interesting enough as a documentary. Once they actually try to perform an exorcism, then it bogs down, and there's an ending that's just completely out of left field. It should have been a lot scarier. It's hard to make a good movie on exorcism. Try to do it as a documentary that really comes off really stale, in my view. I'm going to give The Last Exorcism, I'm going to give it a flat 5. In case you haven't seen it, or a couple other movies to take note, Takers is an action movie with a whole host of young up-and-coming actors. And if you haven't seen The Expendables yet, Sly Stallone and the boys, well, it's a good bang for your buck. That's our show for today. I want to thank everybody for listening to CITR FM 101.9. Rob Wallman for Reel to Reel at the Movies. See you soon.
I was a dream catcher hanging in the window of a minivan parked along the water's edge. I'd say that I was all alone. I'd say that I was all alone. I'd say that I was all alone. But I will never be born as a scorpion. We'll be right back.
like an island nation on the fabric of this terrain.
And who does not love that song? I will tell you, no one that I know of does not love that song. That was Wolf Parade. We heard Shadow on the Mountain. And that song, oh, sorry, Cloud Shadow on the Mountain. Did I type that in correctly? Okay, that song is from the new album by them, which is, of course, a Sub Pop release because these guys are Sub Poppers and they're super cool. And it's called Expo 86. I adore Wolf Parade. They always have been. Ever since I've really discovered them years back, basically, they are my top Canadian band. You cannot beat Wolf Parade. And I decided that since I was in a fairly sort of overly hectic, rundown, sort of self-combustible mood as I was driving in. Oh, my day is so long. I decided, okay, I got to play something that I really, really love to get myself in the mood. So I'm in the mood now, and that's good. My name is Anita B, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show here is mine, and it's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We are here, we, meaning myself and you. There could be about 7 of you guys listening. I don't know. There could be 4. There could be 30,000. But anyways, all of us are here until 8 o'clock. And I'm here, by the way, every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. And I alternate with Jonathan. Jonathan, he does a show called, I always forget the name. He's kind of newish in this time slot. And it is called Shameless. That's right. His show is called Shameless. And I love the name of that show. It's a great show. So you can listen to him next week. Anyways, it's been a crazy, hectic, what is today, Wednesday? Well, let's see. Let's put it this way. I started work like a week ago yesterday. I happen to be a high school teacher, which means all of you guys who are in the school system, whether it be, you know, a parent of a kid in the school system or you're a university student, etc., we all started back just recently. And it's, let me tell you, when you're a teacher, it's crazy because not only you have to do the homework, you kind of do. And every time you assign homework, you have to realize you have to mark it. So, yeah, and this year I'm teaching 2 new classes. So it's, Jesus, just crazy. Okay, anyways, enough of me. Okay, so Wolf Parade. I love, love, love Wolf Parade and Spencer Krug. And Spencer Krug, speaking of him, him being the songwriter, lead singer, was in this next band I'm going to play for you guys, which was years ago, kind of in the early phase of Frog Eyes. That's the band I'm going to play us next. And we're going to listen to the song Styled by Dr. Roberts. And the name of their new album, so I'm pretty excited because I love Frog Eyes too, is called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. So there you go. They are known, at least in my mind, for just having just completely bizarro, you know, song titles and lengthy as well. And album names. Like I said, this one is called Paul's Tomb, : A Triumph. All right, so Paul and his tomb somewhere had triumphed over something. Or maybe the architect had a triumphant design of Paul's tomb. I don't know. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This year's Frog Eyes.
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Cast in the liner notes. greasy hair. But it's noon o'clock and you're still asleep. And your coffee's cold, your coffee's icy. Cause your knees are scratched and your eyes are black. Put a plaster there and I'll sign your cast. Cause fact to facts, classic Hollywood as a kid with the volume up all the way. Now you do the same and you're right. Things are better in black and white. But there's another girl and another day. And your favorite food still tastes the same. Gives your knees a scratch and your eyes are black. Put a plaster there and I'll sign your cast. When the best and the brightest and the television's on. Have you seen
join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, we are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we just heard Tokyo Police Club. They are a band who are young. If I remember correctly, I think they're all born in 1987. And if you're born in 1987 or later and you're laughing at me because you're like, you're just old, obviously. Yeah, I am old. It's okay. I just turned 40. I turned 40 on September 5th. Yes, I did. So life moves on. It does. And here I am still doing music. Well, playing it. So, anyways, Tokyo Police Club. These guys must be like 23. Good golly. Okay, the name of the album is called Champ, and the song we heard was called Favorite Food. Yes, we did. Now, before Tokyo Police Club, we heard Fanshawe with the song Strong Hips off of her newish album is called Dark Eyes, and she used to do a show here at CITR. The girl, what's her name? Oh, I put the CD away already. Anyways, the lead singer of Fanshawe did a show here at CITR. And then we started that set off with Frog Eyes with a song styled by Dr. Roberts. And their new album is called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. Anyways, my name is Anita B. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Val is in the house. And I'm learning all kinds of new things about Val. She's always got stories. I love Val. So she is coming up at 8. So stay tuned because in an hour and 4 minutes, we will be listening to her show, which is, of course, Folk Oasis. She goes from 8 until 10. And then we've got Sexy in Van City, which is Caroline M. And that goes from 10 until 11. Okie dokie then. So let's continue with our our listening to the music of Canada. And let's go next to, how about some Daytona? I haven't heard Daytona in a long time. Daytona, of course. This is a band from like the mid-90s. That's when they had their big heyday. And they're out of Vancouver. The name of this album that I like to play us songs from every once in a while is called Chicane. And Jenny, that's right. That was the lead singer's name.
Yeah, so this album was released back in 94. And let's see. The name of the song we're going to hear from this album is going to be... Oh, how about Dragonfly? That's always a good one. Dragonfly, you can't not like these guys. They're awesome. They definitely have like a shoegazer British feel to them, as you will hear in a minute. Anyways, you are listening, of course, to CITR. This right here is Daytona. Whoops, Daisy. Maybe if I hit the right button. There we go. We'll be right back.
what's it like for you on your own? What do you do? Do the walls talk back? Do you still do those things that you do? What you do when I'm around you? I'm around. What's it like for you when you can't sleep at night? Do you hold your breath? Do you count back from 10? Do you cry? Do you count? Do you cry? Chit chat, chit chat to yourself. Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Convince yourself. Oh, oh. What's it like for you to fall asleep? Do you wake up blue or do you just sleep it off? Wipe those eyes, sleep it off, wipe those eyes. Do you? Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat to yourself? Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Chit chat, chit chat to yourself. Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Chit chat, chit chat, chit chat, chit chat. Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat, chit chat?
Away.
All right, that's right. This album that we just heard, this past song, which is called I Should Have Gone With My Friends. That's a good name for it. Oh, no. I lied. It's called Pockets. And the name of the album, as I was talking to Val, we were trying to figure it out. It's called Remorsecapade. And the name of the band you all want to know, that's what you want to know, is Woodhands. So Woodhands, let me tell you a little bit about Woodhands. They are out of Toronto, and they consist of Dan Werb and Paul Banwat. And the story here is that the one guy, Werb, he had previously, I'm just reading this from Wikipedia, so I'll be honest with you. He had previously pursued different incarnations of the band in Vancouver and Montreal. There you go. Before meeting Banwat through their shared membership in Henri Fabergé and the Adorables. Oh, that's a good name for a band. I'll have to keep that one in mind. I don't think anyone's using it now. So, that's the story with that. Okay. Yeah. So that was Woodhands. Let's see who we heard before that. We heard Hannah Georges, and the name of the song was Chit Chat. And the record that is new from her, who happens to be a Vancouverite, is called This Is Good. There you go. And before that, we started that little set off with Daytona from the album Chicane. We heard Dragonfly. Okay, it is 7:13. Let me give us a little bit of a weather update here. And while I do, I will tell you that my name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And yeah, this is the show where Canadian music gets played for a whole hour and a half. There you go. Okay, so let's see. Weather going on for our area. It is currently 17 degrees and it's overcast. Tonight we'll be getting some light rain with a low of 13. So it's not that cold. And then tomorrow, Thursday, we are going to be getting a high of 19. That's not bad at all. 19 with variable cloudiness. So sunny and cloudy. That's kind of nice. And then when we hit Friday, that's when the rain starts. So we go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, rainy, 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 rainy. And your high will range anywhere from 15 to 18 over that 4-day period. We don't get the sun until Tuesday. All right, well, there you go. And can you believe it's already September 15th? Is it really September 15th already? Good God. September 15th. Time is flying. Okay, anyways, let's move on with some more Canadian music then. I haven't played this yet. So this is something, I discovered. I don't think I've played it yet, but there's a compilation here that I discovered. It's called Manitoba Music, and it is, there's a bunch of bands here, and we're going to hear something from the Weaker Thens on this compilation. I might have played the song once, anyways, and the song is called Sun in an Empty Room. And the Weaker Thens, of course, they're from Winnipeg. What else can I tell you about them? They're from Winnipeg. Their lyrics, the lyrics of the lead singer, whose name I happened to forget at the last minute, of course. Very, very detailed, very interesting, very descriptive in sort of storytelling. What else can I tell you? Yeah, of course I forget his name. But if I wasn't on air, I would remember it. Okay, anyways, let's move on. And let's listen to the Weaker Thens. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The EST. The shoulders we lean our shoulders into on the subway mutter an apology. The shins that we kick beneath the table, that reflexive cry. The faces we meet, one awkward beat, too long and terrified. Know the things we need to say. We'll be right back.
surprise, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude, but don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
All right, that right there was Winter Sleep. Winter Sleep out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. And that's the first time I've actually played them on my show. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that. I know that there's a lot of fans out there who love Winter Sleep, especially my friend Greg. My friend Greg out in South Surrey loves them. And anyways, they're out of Halifax, Winter Sleep. And they've been around for about 9 years, actually. And this new album is called New Inheritors. And the name of the song we heard is Mausoleum. And they're pretty big on the Canadian scene. Like, they've done a lot of touring. And they're, I would say they're approaching, if not haven't, are almost at, like, major label status. Sort of. Like, a lot of people like them. And, excuse me. They're on a label called Labwork Music. And Labwork is, it's like a quasi-major label. It's actually a combo label between Sonic Onion and EMI Music Canada. So would that be considered a major label? I don't know. Anyways, that's the story, the brief little story of Winter Sleep. Okay, what do we hear before that? We heard the Besnard Lakes. Excuse me. I'm getting all scratchy, throaty weirdness. Okay, the Besnard Lakes. They are a band out of... let me turn up my mic here. Or my headphones. Oh, much better. Okay, much better. Okay, they are a band out of Montreal. And the name of the song we heard is Chicago Train. And the name of the album is called The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. They've been around since 03, and they're based on a couple. So a boy and a girl who are together. They're the core of the Besnard Lakes. And I did read that they are going to be producing, or I guess composing, the soundtrack for a Mark Ruffalo film, which is in the works. So that's interesting. I find that quite interesting. I like Mark Ruffalo. You know, the actor, he's kind of cute. Girls, gay guys, you know what I mean, right? He's a cute boy. All right, that was the Besnard Lakes. Then before that, we heard the Weaker Thens. John K. Sampson is the name of the dude, you know, the guy from the Weaker Thens. And if I'm not mistaken, John K. Sampson used to be the Propagandi, or I think Propagandi, as most people say. Propagandy guy. Let's see. Sun in an Empty Room was what we heard from the compilation Manitoba Music. I've just had a long, tough day. Yes, I have. I have 24. No, what do I have? 26 minutes. Yes, 26 minutes until Val comes in. And that's good. No, I mean, I'm enjoying my show. Don't get me wrong. But it's just been a long, tough day. Oh, I'm just so tired. Try having two kids. Maybe you do. And work full time. It's obnoxiously busy. All right. Anyways. Oh, yeah. So here we go. So we were going to be listening to some Duotang. I haven't heard these guys in a while. And Duotang, as you may or may not recall, are out of Winnipeg. Duotang were aptly named. There's two of them, henceforth Duo. And drum and bass combo. The name of the album we're going to be listening to is called Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. And Noviero is the new band. Well, Noviero is the band to which the lead singer, Rod, ended up going into. So he formed the band with, I don't know, five other guys. Noviero, something like that. Okay, anyways, this song that we're going to be hearing, it's called Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. It's the title track of the album, and it was released on Mint Records back in, I'm gonna guess, 1998. So it's been, this album's been out for, if that's the case, like 1996. Holy moly, 1996, yes. So there you go. Anyways, it's a good song. You gotta love it. And I don't know if I told you, but my name is Anita B. Yes, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's what I'm doing here. I have 24 more minutes until Val hits the scene. That would be Val and her Folk Oasis show. She's here from 8 until 10. And then just a little reminder that Sexy in Van City runs after that, and that's from 10 until 11. And if you keep tuning in all the way until midnight, so from 11 till midnight, we've got Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. There you go. This here is Duotang on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just before we let this arsenal, I'd like to share what's on my mind. These words were meant to be of use.
Last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Boy Voyage, Pineapple, and Sajia Sultana.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Thank you.
Wasn't that just lovely? I love that. That is Wood Pigeon. So Wood Pigeon is a band out of Calgary, Alberta. And they have a new album out. It's called Die Stadt Musikanten. Now, the story behind Wood Pigeon is that this is their third album. It was just recently released, and there is one guy that's sort of the force behind the band, and that would be Mark Hamilton. And around him is sort of like a rotating list of musicians, if that makes sense. Yes. And when asked about the band's name, Mark Hamilton explains, "I've always been in love with the word wood pigeon for as long as I can remember. When you write it in cursive, it looks like a roller coaster." So anyways, awesome. That was a really good song. Die Stadt Musikanten. Very nice. Okay. Wood Pigeon. Now let's see what we heard before that. And that was Tricky Woo. That was what we heard right before Wood Pigeon. Tricky Woo, a band out of Montreal who has called it a day, I'm positive. I don't know. They must be broken up because I've not heard anything about them at all. Anyways, I love that song. It's just so groovy and it's just so rocking. It's called Making Time from the Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1 compilation. And we heard the New Pornographers as well before that from the album Together, which is their newest release, which is on Merge Records, I think. Let me just double check. I would think that they're on Merge. They are again. I forget, though. Okay. I think I put that CD away, too. Yeah, they have to be. Okay, the New Pornographers. Right, with the song Silver Dollar Jenny. And last I heard, Carl Newman was in New York. Last I heard, I think he was in New York State, like upstate New York. Yes, in Woodstock, as a matter of fact. Okay. Anyways, that whole set of four songs got kicked off with Duetang with the title track from the album. Let's see. Something the Ships and Raise the Beams. What is that? It is Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. Duetang were a Mint Records band, and that one was released back in 96. And yeah, they were out of Winnipeg. Okay, I have 8 minutes or so until this show is over. I will be back in 2 more weeks. So if today is the 15th, I suppose it'll be the 29th. And in the meantime, next Wednesday, you'll be having Jonathan B. And his show is called Shameless. Yes, and his show features local bands, which is pretty cool. So actually, it's really cool. All right, so 6:30 until 8 next week, listen to Jonathan and his show Shameless. Okay, we have, that's about it. So I guess I'll be seeing you guys next week. I'll leave you guys with some songs here. How about the Parkas? The Parkas. Yes, I like the Parkas a lot. They have a new album out. It is called You Should Have Killed Us When You Had the Chance. And the Parkas are out of Calgary. And I do believe, well, let's see. No, I'm going to say something, but I get them confused with another band out of Calgary. I think they're broken up. Let me just do it very quick while I'm on air with you guys. The Parkas, and I will tell you if they are still around. I think they're done. Let's see. The Parkas. Well, anyways, you know what? I'm not sure. I don't want to make up rumors. So anyways, they have an album out. You Should Have Killed Us When You Had the Chance. Now, Hot Little Rocket is the band I'm getting these guys confused with. Because both of these albums, this one and the Hot Little Rocket album, came out at about the same time. And they're both Calgary bands. Anyways, we are going to hear song number 5 on this album. And that would be called Muscle Memory. And I will see you all in 2 more weeks. And this here is the Parkas. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm so tired. Coover. My arms. That we won't go. Oh.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.